In Northwest News on KPLU, Seattle's Seward Park is located in one of the nation's most ethnically diverse zip codes. It's also home to one of the city's chapters of the Audubon Society and is part of the National Conservation Organization's push to build a constituency that is as diverse as nature. As we continue our two-part look at this issue, KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe dropped in on a summer camp in Seward Park to see how it's playing out. She met with Audubon Center Director Joey Manson.
And Joey, let's set the scene here. We're near a bunch of old-growth forest in Seward Park. This is a great venue for spotting a lot of birds.
It is, and just a minute ago, I think I just saw an osprey fly over, and we've been seeing the osprey more and more here, which is great. Eagles, we've been seeing them a little bit less, but we still have eagles that live here in the park. There's a nesting pair not too far from here. We have signs of woodpeckers and owls here, so it's always, even if you can't see the birds here, there's always signs of birds you can find here in the park.
And this is also the venue for your summer camps. So what's happening here today?
So they're all over the park. We're actually doing two summer camps at the same time for two different age groups. And there's two different themes they're doing. One is going to be outdoor adventure. The other is wilderness skills. And so right now they're playing a game of capture the flag in the field.
Among the campers is 9-year-old Beige Felder, an African-American girl returning for her second year. Does this make you want to be out in nature more and protect it?
Yeah, because I was telling my parents that I want to go hiking here after I do this camp.
So do you want to show them what you've learned?
Yeah, like I want to show them some dead trees and like how we climb on them, like a jungle gym, so it's really fun.
They usually do a daily nature hike. And then a little bit later, they'll probably head down to the beach and do some swimming, a little bit of drawing, and some other activities.
So why is diversity so important to the Audubon Society?
I would say one of the reasons why is strategic. You know, for many years, if you want to call conservation a movement, the movement has been predominantly white or overwhelmingly white. And if you look at the demographics of where the country is headed, you have to recognize if you're not drawing in people of color, your movement is going to really come to a standstill. So you want to have people of all diversities buying into what's going on in conservation, whether it's carbon, clean air, whether it's preserving wild areas. You want these people to be thinking about and voting for these things that are going to, in the long run, benefit them, their family, and the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm. And what have you seen in terms of kids who've gone through these programs, kind of taking these experiences back into their lives?
Oh, there's the story of Nati. And Nati is a young man who, his family's from the Horn of Africa. They just immigrated here not too long ago. Exceptionally bright kid. And his parents kind of put him in summer camp and really didn't prepare him for what we were doing. He didn't know that he was participating in a birding camp. So the first day, he really thought that camp sucked because he was just doing stuff with stupid birds. And each day, they would go out and they would do a bird walk. So the kids were given binoculars, and they were strolling in the woods, and they came across a pileated woodpecker who was hammering away on a tree. And if you've ever seen that, you know that the chips of wood fly away just like a person using a hatchet on a tree. So they stopped there for 5 minutes, and he looked at this pileated woodpecker, which is about as big as a chicken, pecking away on the tree. And when they were ready to move on, Nati was the one who said, let's stay here a little bit longer. So he really, you know, connected with that experience of seeing this bird in nature, a bird he had never seen, maybe even heard of before. And it's one of my favorite birds because of what it does and what it provides for an ecosystem like an old growth forest. So I think we have a person who's going to be a lifelong bird lover, maybe a conservation leader at some point in his life.
And what's difficult about the work that you do here in terms of diversity?
I would say the hardest group to reach are adults. You know, I think we are able to reach young people through schools and through summer camps and a variety of other programs. But connecting with older people has been more difficult. We do programs for adults like lecture series and guided nature walks. And we're kind of shifting our approach and kind of moving away from making an adult program to a family program. We've been meeting with these kids in school and they were already excited about what's going in the woods. And we're hoping that they can bring their parents along with them on some of our Saturday programs.
And what makes you want to persevere with this work?
Well, first of all, I love the environment. I mean, I work here in Seward Park, and that's a great benefit right there. But when people of color come to me and say how proud they are to see, you know, faces that look like them, and even kids. You know, sometimes kids look at me and, you know, call me Uncle Joey, and it's like, wow, okay, I'll take that. And able to kind of see, you know, people looking differently at conservation and getting out in the doors, and I think that's beneficial for me. There was an overwhelming sense of support for me as becoming the first African-American center director in Audubon. And I really didn't imagine that, but it really resonated with a lot of people. So there were a number of emails and people stopping in, people I had been seeing in the park for years who were kind of like, you know, way to go. And they really were proud of myself and Audubon.
All right. Joey Manson, director of the Audubon Center at Seward Park. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you.
You can see photos from camp and more on the topic of diversity in nature at our website, kplu.org.